John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
If you were to watch the Beatles' rooftop concert sometime during the course of the film, you might notice a man in the background wearing a pure white trench coat. That man was Ken Mansfield. Ken was the U.S. manager of Apple Records, as well as their personal liaison between the U.S. and Britain. And basically, he was in the thick of it. And seeing that today is the anniversary of the rooftop concert 50 years ago, and he has a new book out called The Roof, The Beatles' Final Concert, we thought, hey, let's be smart guys and put him on the air. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. Love it.
Let me start you here. How did you get involved with the Beatles? Obviously, you were working for Capitol Records.
Yeah. I was working for Capitol Records as district promotion manager for the West Coast, and they told me that the Beatles were coming on tour and I'd be working with them.
Wow.
So here I am. I'm a suntan young guy their age with a Cadillac convertible and a house in the Hollywood Hills with a pool, kind of like the image of everything they'd seen growing up in Liverpool. So, and this is not a ego thing or anything like that. It's just that they were kind of fascinated with the image that I portrayed, and I was fascinated with the funny way they talked and their clothes. And so we were young guys. I mean, we just got along with each other.
Uh-huh. How long before the concert happened did you get over to England, prior to the filming?
I would go back and forth to London, so I wasn't there for any reason to do with the roof thing. I was just working in the office that day, and Mal came down to the office I was using and said, "Hey, Ken, get ready. We're going up the roof in 15 minutes." Well, I would go back and forth in California close. I didn't need to dress for the weather because I was just, jumping into the limo and that kind of stuff.
So, right.
I'm going to be on the top of a 5-story building in downtown London on January 30th. And good. It was cold that day. So I ran out the door to the first men's store on Savile Row, which there were some, and grabbed the first coat. It was probably on the rack in the, in the front. Bought it and ran back and up and went up on the roof. So I stand out in the film.
Do you ever stand out? Now, Paul refers to the Let It Be movie not as a film about making an album, but as a film about the breakup of a band. Did everyone feel that way at that time?
There was a lot of dissension going on with the band and with so many things, and they'd worn themselves out on the White Album project. Now the Let It Be project was, there's just so much going on, a lot of dissension. In fact, I was told that when they got to the roof door, that they almost didn't even walk out on it. But John said, "Well, come on, let's go, and we'll just get it over with." I was sitting there, and to me, it was another day at the office. Nobody thought anything about it. But when about halfway through, I started getting this strange feeling. I'm looking at these guys and thought, something's going on here. I just couldn't quite assemble what I was feeling.
Uh-huh.
None of us realizing it was going to be one of the most historical moments in rock and roll. Whether the band felt that or not, I don't know.
I could never understand what the big deal was about them playing on their own roof, the way the police dealt with it. I mean, it was their roof. Was it very loud? Because I've seen footage from the street, and you could barely hear it.
Well, one fellow, I can't remember his name, who worked at Apple, was coming back from something that morning when the concert was going on, and he said he turned the corner on Savile Row, and he said it was like a wall of sound coming down the street, so he didn't even know what was happening.
The police didn't really seem very effective. They seemed more bumbling than bullies.
Well, a lot was made about the Beatles. It wasn't really the police shutting down the Beatles. It was nothing like that. Mal had locked the door downstairs before we started so it wouldn't be interrupted. Well, pretty soon it was getting pretty heavy with the Bobby's knocking on the door. So Mal went down and he let a couple of them up. And if you ever got a sense of Mal, he was this gentle teddy bear. He could just schmooze anybody. And by the time he got up there, he had organized with them, "Look, just let us do what we got to do, and I'll let you see the Beatles live up close, So you can see in the film that Mal and this one guy is just standing there watching the show. No big rush.
All right, now, you've given us a lot of information, but if you had to pin down your best memory of that day up on the roof, what would it be?
That look between them, that moment between Paul and John, and what the band did just then, because I'd seen them, around the office, and things just weren't really that together. And just got to witness that show up close and see the emotion in their eyes tops anything the rooftops, anything I did in rock and roll, and that moment on the rooftops, any moment that I had in a rock and roll, personal moment.
Well, he is Ken Mansfield. The book is simply called The Roof, The Beatles' Final Concert, from the man in the white coat, Ken Mansfield himself. Ken, thank you so much. This is so great to get to talk to you about all of this.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.